dirt, the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on the shoes and run in their feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Where the blacktop is. Where the blacktop is.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. After the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing and union workers over a new contract. And Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News. Mexico is reforming its constitution, now requiring all federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, to be elected.
This is a major victory for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, just 2 weeks before he leaves office. The popular leader argued the amendment was necessary to make judges more responsive to the needs of everyday citizens. But it says much about his personal clashes with the Supreme Court, which repeatedly ruled some of his actions unconstitutional during his six-year term. Critics say this will weaken the judiciary, ending its independence while failing to address the country's challenges with corruption and impunity. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
Heavy rain coming to the Carolinas. A tropical storm system set to hit near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, possibly as a tropical storm Helene. Which movie's dominating the box office for the second week in a row?
Beetlejuice.
Now that one, since opening, the sequel has raked in $188 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's do it. Let's get the goal for the green or gold contest underway. Your keyword for the first hour of this week-long contest is football. So text us the word football right now, and you'll be in for the $100 cash prize this hour. And that entry automatically will get you an entry in to win tickets for December 23rd to see the green and gold take on New Orleans. The keyword is football. How do you get it to us? Put the Civic Media app on your phone. It's free. Download it. And then tap 98Q, text, and football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L, football. That's your keyword. You got to get it to us by the end of the 7 o'clock hour to be in as we go for the green or gold.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing 3-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The 3-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, September 28th, Ogama is having their Christmas Tree Festival. There will be a craft show and a flea market at the town hall and throughout the town. This event is presented by the Ogama Area Our Town Association and will feature things such as a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale and a pie sale, food trucks and other vendors, Christmas tree and wreath contests, a beanbag tournament, a kickball tournament, an antique car event, and a fireman's dance. There will also be an 11 a.m. parade, and the Ogama Public Library will be having a book sale. And don't forget, there will be free coffee and hot cocoa provided while supplies last, so be sure to get there early. Once again, that is Saturday, September 28th for the Ogama Christmas Tree Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Pauline Ray Snooks Kemp, age 75, of Glidden, died unexpectedly on Sunday, September 8th, at her home. She is survived by her fiancé, Richard Dick Piotr of Glidden, by her son, Timothy Kemp of Kissimmee, Florida, by her sister-in-law, by her nieces, by her nephews, and by numerous other aunts, uncles, cousins, family, and friends. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Pauline Ray Snooks Kemp, 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday. Right now, it's 58.
98 Q Country.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. 13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight.
blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. And she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. On a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
I'd lose my way. Lose my mind if I face one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. Faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. Stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you made sure all my roads led to her. So tonight.
Dirks Bentley there, 98Q Country. There we go.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in to our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest.
Yeah, the word is
here on 98Q Country.
All right, I'll let him finish. The word is football. That's your keyword. Get that to us before 8 o'clock. You got all the 7 o'clock hour. Someone across our civic media network is going to win $100 in cash. Why not you? So just text us the keyword football. You can do that on the Civic Media app. Download it to your phone. It's absolutely free. And then go to 98Q and put in football. You automatically be in for free tickets to see the Green and Gold play on December 23rd. Football, your keyword. Get it to us this hour. 98Q text to win.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Baby, thought 200 miles wasn't nothing we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. Years went by, pages got turned, but I never did forget about her. Late one night, out of the blue, my phone lit up and my heart did too. She said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it.
Luke Bryan at IDAQ. Good Monday. Joel here. I hope you are well on this Monday morning. We had a few days off last week. Had to do a little maintenance. You know, when you start to get older, you got to do those things, do a little maintenance. And we're all right this morning. We're good. The time off was I needed it. I needed that to recover. But we're doing all right here this morning. I had a chance yesterday. I don't know if I've ever done this or if I've ever had the technology to do it, but the way my TV stuff is set up at home, I was able to watch both the Packer and the Viking game at the same time. They were on at the same time, and I had them two TVs side by side or stacked. It was wonderful. My wife just looked at me, and she just walked away to the other room and did something else, and... It's wonderful. So more on that in a moment. Your keyword, by the way, for the Civic Media Goal for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest is football. If you haven't texted that to us yet this hour, do so right now. You can do that through the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free to download on your Android or iPhone. Just put that Civic Media app on there, and you can listen to 98Q. You can listen to Trail Mix 103.1. You can listen to all the Civic Media stations, but tap on 98Q Country. It's a free app to download. Tap on 98Q, hit text and football, and send it to us, and you're good. Now, you're going to get a little reply text saying that you registered for blah, 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 if you want to opt out, yada, yada. There's an opportunity in there to click and, like, sign up for our 98Q newsletter and get a couple of other entries. If you want to do that, that's up to you. We're going to be doing this four times through the day. So you got to listen for the keyword, and... soon as you text us that keyword, that's one entry in for club level. What's the description of this game here? A pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So that's the grand prize. Every hour we do this, it's either cash or gold jewelry. This hour it's $100. Later this morning, we'll have another one for some gold jewelry. So we're having a little fun. A total of 20 times, four times a day through the week, your chance to get to. You have 20 entry possibilities to get in there. So be diligent and get yourself in for the text to win with 98Q Country and the Civic Media radio stations. Oh, this is going, see, I missed a memo on this. This is going for 2 weeks, actually. We're going to do this next week, too. Well, I didn't. That's news to me right there. I was kind of out of the loop here for a few days. So we'll be doing this for a couple of weeks. So we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of dollars, cash, gold jewelry, and tickets. And by the way, whenever I refer, just so you know what goes on behind the scenes of this, whenever we refer to this contest, it's always the green and gold. All right. I know we're an affiliate. We are a radio affiliate of the Wisconsin football team. But when we do a contest like this, we cannot say the P word. We can't say it because the NFL will fine us. That's just the way the NFL works. They're thrown up there. So we can't say that. So it's green and gold versus New Orleans. We can't say the P word. And for the New Orleans, we can't say the S word and do that. All right, just so you know. I know we're at a Packer affiliate for like 50,000 years, but whatever. Busy weekend of high school football. Congratulations to Coach Precourt and the Loggers. They beat Rib Lake. A couple of good rivalries. Shawamigan, that was a great game, Shawamigan and Prentice. Now, the Shawamigan-Prentice game is archived at 98QCountry.com. We apologize. The Phillips-Rib Lake game is not archived. We're still trying to figure out the consistency of getting these games recorded and archived. So we apologize for that. But the Shawamigan-Prentice game is archived. Great, a couple of real good games. Mellon had a good one with Birchwood Winter, beating them 38-32. Fun game. Mosany beat Lakeland. Medford top Merrill. A couple of 3-1 teams there. And Antigo was a winner over Northland Pines in high school football from Friday night. Well, the Packer game yesterday, I just, again, I saw both games. And I saw what the Colts were doing. The Colts couldn't get out of their own way that first half. They couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't hang on to the ball. They not only, the Packers picked off Richardson three times, and the Colts fumbled the ball three times. They recovered all three of them, but obviously when that happens, you're losing yards or things, usually good things aren't happening. And a credit to the Packer defense. A credit to the Packer defense. But I will say this, if your defense is reliant on turnovers to win games, it usually doesn't end well. You can do all right for a while, but if you're reliant on turnovers to stay in games and win games, it usually doesn't end well. And would the Colts have won this game if Richardson doesn't throw three interceptions? Packers might have stopped them. I don't know. The Packer defense, middle of the road, is that? Is that too kind for the Packer defense? Middle of the road? They gave up some big chunks of yardage in the second half of that game yesterday. But that game got to the fourth quarter, and I thought to myself, the Colts are playing absolutely horrible. But they've still got a chance to win this game, and they had the ball at the end. The Packers, I think this victory is all 100% Coach LaFleur. If you're ever going to tip your hat to a coach, they stayed with the plan. Malik Willis only threw the ball 14 times. Only 14 times. Averaged just over 8 yards a carry. See, I don't get that. I don't get how a quarterback can be 12 for 14, averaging 8 yards a carry for 122 yards, but quarterback rating 126, one of the best in the league. And I know he didn't turn the ball over and all that stuff, but they had him under reins. He's only been there a couple. Not that long. He hasn't been a Packer very long. So you give him a break there. But that quarterback rating thing, I think, is a little bit scarred. But how about Mr. Josh Jacobs, 151 yards rushing? He can't carry the ball 32 times every game, folks. He's not going to survive the season. You see players going down with injuries left and right. He needs to not carry the ball 32 times ever again for the Packers, because he won't be around later on in the season. But this is a nice one. This is one of those wins where when you're vying for a wild card or maybe the division title at the end of the year, you look back and you say, man, imagine if we hadn't won that game. So this is one of those where it just kind of keeps you in there for a while until you get your quarterback back. Because if Jordan Love had been in this game, the Packers probably win this game 34-10 or 13, whatever. It probably isn't a game at all. But the Packers got her done, and they're 1-1, and they'll lace them up again coming up this Sunday. What do we got going on this Sunday for the Packers? 22nd, they're at the Titans for a noon kickoff, and we'll have it for you here. The Vikings, on the other hand, the Vikings have a very, very good defense right now. But the problem with that, of course, is early in the year, who's going to survive 17 games? I mean, the Viking defense, watching that game yesterday, was winning the battle of the line of scrimmage. The Vikings have a defensive line, a starting defensive line right now, that when the ball snaps, they're in the backfield. They're pushing everybody back, and that usually ends well, and it did. The Viking defense is very good, but they've already got a couple of guys dinged up, so now it comes into depth a little bit. And Sam Darnold's doing a pretty good job for the Vikings. Not a big surprise that Caleb Williams is struggling with the Bears. I mean, that's a rookie, but he shows signs. He misses a lot of open receivers. I mean, they're there. That's what's scary right now about the Bears is they won the first game. They were in last night's game, and they were in the game without Caleb Williams being able to hit a receiver downfield. Everything he did was short and check down. If he figures that out, oh boy. I don't want to play the Bears if he figures that out. Because their defense is a lot better. Their defense is pretty good. But he only two games in. And I guess for the rest of the fans, for Packer, Viking, Lions fans, you're hoping that Caleb Williams doesn't figure it out. Because he certainly is athletic. He certainly seems to have a pocket presence, doesn't he? That he feels that pressure and spins away from it. He's got all that. So as soon as he figures out, if he ever does, how to throw the ball a little bit more accurate downfield, I don't want to watch that game when I'm playing the Bears because they're going to be really good. So Bears, Lions, bad loss for the Lions at home, by the way, yesterday to Tampa. Bears, Lions, Packers all 1-1, and the Vikings are sitting at 2-0. Brewers are, of course, going to win the division. They're trying to battle to get a bye. And this is pretty significant for the Brewers to try to catch the LA Dodgers. They're two games behind them right now. The Brewers are 10 games up, so division's over again. But two games behind the Dodgers, what do the Brewers have game-wise? 104-51, 149. They got, 13 games left, a couple of weeks left in the season to gain two games. Because if you're that 2 seed, you get a bye. If you're the 3 seed, well, now you got to play that first series, which is like 3 games at home or something. It's kind of a weird format. So that would be nice for the crew to do that. Dodgers are going to be tough to catch, so. And the Phillies are in there, too. Either way, we'll have Brewer playoff baseball for you. All right, anything? Now, there were a lot of other things. I was out, had a little tune-up done on Wednesday. And tune-up. And was out for a while. So I had a lot of time to contemplate. Oh, I got notes I wrote down about so many different things that we'll share over the next week or so. So get in the mind. Careful when you climb. Climb inside the mind of the morning show DJ. It's a dangerous ride. Football is our key word, by the way. Text us that word right now, and you'll automatically be in for the $100 giveaway this hour. An automatic entry in to see Green Bay play New Orleans on December 23rd inside one of those fancy schmancy club level indoor seats. Do you almost feel when you go to a Packer game and it's December and you're inside one of those seats and not outside with everybody else? Don't you feel kind of like you're cheating a little bit? Don't you? I guess you know we deer hunt inside of. You know, heated clubhouses basically out in the woods. Some of you guys and gals do. So maybe you don't feel bad. If I went to a outdoor football game in December and I was inside with a free ticket and it was heated with food, I wouldn't feel guilty at all, but maybe you would. December 23rd, Green Bay, New Orleans. That's the grand prize. And you have a chance to get 4 entries a day. Download that Civic Media app. Go to 98Q Country, text us the word football. Once you get that app on your phone, then it's easy. Later this morning, we'll give you another keyword, and you're just like, you're done, and you're in. So football is a keyword. Got to get that to us before 8 o'clock this morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. after the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing, its union workers, over a new contract. And Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing three-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The three-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePere transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Mrs. K at the Park Falls Public Library is searching for Barbie dolls of any type for a kids' craft. Any condition is acceptable, and the library would like you to drop them off by Mrs. K's desk as soon as possible. Catkins Animal Rescue is preparing for fall with their annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. This will be on Saturday, October 19th, with registration beginning at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. You can register same day, but anybody who registers by September 28th can be promised a t-shirt, so they encourage you to register early. This will be taking place at the Phillips Municipal Building, that's 174 South Ader Avenue, and will be a non-competitive two-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, that's dog-friendly and people-friendly. Dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, they will have a grilled lunch, a bake sale raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. For more information and to register, Catkins has a Facebook post. Just find them on Facebook at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On the local scene, Phillips gets a win over Rib Lake on Friday night, 56-38. Phillips goes to 2-1 on the year. It was Shawamigan in a thriller, 30-22 over Prentice. What a game. Great call by Steve Jetland. You can listen back to it at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. Shawamigan going to 2-1 with a win. Mellon, and likewise, another great game. Mellon Birchwood Winter. Mellon wins it 38-32. Mosinee moves to, Mosinee top Lakeland, rather, 26-7. Lakeland falling to 3-1 with that loss. Medford moves to 3-1 with a 40-0 win over Merrill. And Antigo tops Northland Pines. Pines falls to 1-3. Antigo beating Pines on Friday night, 27-21. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield and some big, big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, I'm just going to let you fill us in, okay? What do you got going on here?
Huge fall season. savings going on. We're having our last final year-end sale. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some great deals. Every car is marked thousands of dollars off. Payments as low as $199 per month right now. Sale starts September 17th and ends at 5 o'clock on September 23rd, Monday.
Plus, you got a chance for them to win something else too, right?
Oh, guaranteed winner, $20,000. We want to pay it out. Somebody's going to have in their mailbox a $20,000 guaranteed check, plus many other prizes, as well as many, many discounts off service.
There's one sitting there in somebody's box, Pete. It's guaranteed. It's there, right?
It's guaranteed. Can you imagine? It's in their mailbox, on the kitchen table, in their car, $20,000 guaranteed winner.
They can always call down to Wheelway.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on US Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. It'll be a little breezy out of the south. Highs near 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine and 81 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, clear, mid-50s again. Sunshine and highs near 80 degrees on Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58.
98 Q Country.
All right, keyword this hour again, football. Text us the word football. You're in for $100. Tickets to see the Green and Gold play December 23rd. Get that Civic Media app on your phone. Go to 98Q, text the word football. Do that before 8 and you're in. You're in with 98Q Country.
Country.
about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life.
And that's a good song, isn't it? Kenny Chesney and 98Q Country.
There goes my
Monday morning, life. We're giving stuff away. Hold on, let's play this here first.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in to our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Right here on 98Q Country.
Look at that. We broke the budget on that intro right there. Keyword football. Football. Text that to us right now and you're in for $100 cash. All across the Civic Media Network in 98Q Country. $100 going out the door this hour. Every time you text us the keyword, you get yourself an entry into the Packer, the Green Bay and New Orleans tickets on, I said it. I know since on December 23rd. I knew it was going to happen December 23rd. So, we have four times a day for you to text to win. You got just a few more minutes. It expires. If you do it after 8 o'clock, it doesn't count. Put that Civic Media app on your phone. Go to 98Q Country. Text us a keyword football and you are in just like that.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice.
I feel like a woman. Like a woman.
Well, it is a Monday.
Come on, baby.
A lot of things on a Monday. Not quite a woman, but we're feeling a Monday anyway. The news is coming up next. More keywords through the day here with our 98Q Text to Win contest.
You've been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words.